only names to you and me. I feel certain there's people we'd be glad to know there. So tell me, why don't we get up and just go there? Go to the...
Former international hotel developer and full-time author Peter Canova is with us. He is the author of Pope Annalisa. And let's say, Peter, hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, nice to be with you tonight.
Oh, and thank you so much for being here. You know, we say Pope Annalisa, right off the bat, we're talking about change. And I think this world today, fact, fun, or fantasy, is going through such horrific changes. And I believe the answer to whatever's going to happen will be something beyond what we think is possible. When you got the idea to write Pope Annalisa, where was it? Where was the light bulb that said, this is something I want to put the pen, and this is what I want to get out?
Yeah, well, the idea was kind of the culmination of several streams in my life, but specifically, I was in a screenwriting class at a writer's conference, and the instructor came in and asked us all to bring in an idea that nobody had ever done before, a pretty tall order, but because of my, I guess you'd say, spiritual orientation, I started thinking in terms of, well, you know, we haven't really seen a female priest or certainly not a female pope before. And then from there, I just kind of cued off, and as you mentioned about change, I started saying, well, you know, what kind of world would this woman have to live in that could allow something like this to happen? What kind of woman would she have to be in order to break into an institution that's been exclusively male for 2,000 years? So that was sort of the stream of consciousness I had in furthering the project.
Now, by the way, when we look at the world today, the world is in absolute turmoil, and one of the things that has been squelched is that rudimentary spirituality that basically is the foundation for everything we are and everything we do. And it seems to be getting lost in the process. And when it starts to get lost, there seems to be, through history, always something that it comes out of the blue, it comes when you're least expecting it, something to bring it back in form, in some way, shape, or form, so people realize what they're losing.
That's true. Yeah, the ancients had a whole theory about that at different times when the world was bleak and things weren't really looking too good, that the absolute or God or whatever you want to call the supreme being would send certain messengers of light to put things back in place. In fact, the ancient Indian epic, the Mahabharata, has a famous quote in it from Krishna, who is the deity who has incarnated back into the world. And he basically says that when evil is on the rise and good is on the wane, I incarnate from age to age to set virtue back on its throne. So what you're saying was something that was a very well-recognized fact of life back in ancient times.
Now, by the way, when you talk about ancient cultures, ancient religion, this is right from your press release, because it's so powerfully true, stressing intuition to balance logic, heart to balance mind, experience to balance faith. And if you take a look at that in its very simplistic form, it's a basic formula for people getting along with people.
It really is, because what it's talking about, and this actually relates to something that goes back to the lost gospels called the Gnostic Gospels that were found in Egypt in 1945. And in those Gnostic Gospels, Jesus is always saying the two must become one. And essentially what he's saying is that we have to balance these different faculties in ourselves. And, you know, we call them in modern scientific terms right brain and left brain qualities. The right brain being more the female, intuitive, creative side, the left brain being more the male, rational, logical side. And that within each of us, we have to bring these attributes and faculties into a balance to produce a better human being. And when we make ourselves better human beings, hopefully we make a better world collectively.
No, and when you combine the two, the male and female side, and as a matter of fact, if we take any human being and if we balance, if we got a homeostasis and we're able to view the world through that sensitive or that practical side, all of a sudden you've got something called a human being. And then it ties into almost everything that anybody has ever taught, from Jung to Einstein, and it moves into, you even said it, the holographic universe theory and the parallel universe theory. It's all mirrored by the human being.
Well, the human being really is a mirror, a reflection of larger cosmic processes. And in fact, that was what's so brilliant. I mean, in the book Pope Annalisa, one of the things of the book is the recovery of these lost ancient mystic texts and the mystic wisdom. And part of that mystic wisdom pictured the human being as a reflection of greater cosmic processes, so that in some ways, if we want to understand the infinite, the starting point, like Jesus again would say in the Bible, is the kingdom is within. So if we look within ourselves, we can find some hint as to what the unseen world may be like through our own reflection, because we are, in turn, a reflection of that unseen world.
And realistically, Peter, when you take a look at it, the description of the world that you have in 2020,